Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Pei Vav, and we are on Pei Hei Amid Beis by the Mishnah in Perek Yesh Mutaros, as we keep on marching throughout this Masechta. And now the Mishnah gets back to relationships of Truma and Meiser, as we have discussed a number of times in the Masechta. So says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Mu'ureses L'Kohen, a Bas Yisrael that is Mu'ureses. Remember, Erusin, first stage of a Jewish marriage, Erusin, Kedushin, Machlokas, Rambam, Rush, whether that itself is a mitzvah or not. The Rush holds that only Puravu is the mitzvah. The Erusin is just a Hechsher mitzvah, while the Rambam holds that Erusin itself is a mitzvah. Nafkamina, what kavana does the Chasen and Kala have under the chuppah when the Masada Kedushin makes the brachas? Is that a bracha shelach v'hodah, or is that a brachas ha-mitzvah? So either way, Bas Yisrael mu'ureses l'kohen. If a Bas Yisrael is mu'ures to a kohen, mi de'oraisa, that woman can now eat truma. But as we know, as we mentioned already, mi de'rabanan, she does not. For one of two reasons, mumin or simpon, he might find simpon or shematashka, she might give some to her family members. So Bas Yisrael mu'ureses l'kohen, mu'uberes my kohen, or she is mu'uberes from a kohen. We know mida oraisa, if she has a child, she could eat truma. But mu'uberes, as we had earlier, ubar is eino ma'achil. It is not enough. And as we mentioned in Tosfos at the beginning of the parak, some of the halachas in this parak are going to be review. Right, there will be some, every Mishnah is going to have something new, but some of the halachas within each Mishnah will be reviewed. Shomeres Yavam L'Kohen. A Shomeres Yavam to a Kohen also is not going to be as strong as an Arusa. Or the opposite, V'chein Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, Lo Tochal B'Truma. In all these cases, she cannot eat Truma, either on a Daraisa level or on a Durabanan level. Next, Bas Yisrael mu'ureses l'Levi. A Bas Yisrael who only has erusin to a Levi. Mu'uberes mi Levi. Shomeres Yavam l'Levi. She has an incomplete connection to her Levi husband, so that also would not entitle her enough to eat Meiser Rishon. V'chein Bas Levi li Yisrael lo tochal b'Meiser. Also the other way, a Bas Levi who has eaten Meiser Rishon all her life, all of a sudden if she becomes Mu'ureses or Shomeres Yavam, whatever it is to a Yisrael, that also ruins her status of being able to eat Meiser Rishon. Right there in limbo. She's in limbo. Even if she is a Bas Levi, who, as we'll talk about in the Gemara, is Mu'ureses to a Levi. So you might say, there's, what's wrong with that? So we will see that she is in a limbo state, and therefore she cannot eat. Bas Levi mu'uresas l'kohen, mu'uberes mi'kohen, shomeres yavam l'kohen. A Bas Levi who's eaten Meiser Rishon all her life, now is on her way to eating truma, but it's not complete yet. V'chein Bas Kohen l'Levi, lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'meiser. She cannot eat either, because she's not fully a Bas Kohen anymore, and she's not fully an Eishes Levi yet. So therefore, they are both incomplete. And again, some of these, as we'll see in the Gemara, are dinim d'rabanan. They're not all dinim d'araisa. On a d'araisa level, we know kinyan kaspo amar rachmana. Sedni kinyan kaspo. That applies, and we discussed in the previous prakim, what about if that's be'isser? No, what happens to the nefsei malug? What happens to the nefsei son barzel? That was the entire topic of the beginning of the seventh parak. But this is our Mishnah. Fine. Says the Gemara, so now we're going to get into Truma and Meiser Sheni, and Meiser Ani, and Meiser Rishon, and other related discussions. So what does the Gemara say? The Mishnah says that this woman cannot eat Meiser. Says the Gemara, Vitehi Zara. What, a Bas Levi can't? Let her be a Zara, let her be a Yisraelis totally. Zara mi lo achla b'meiser? Is there an Isser for a Yisrael or a Yisraelis to eat Meiser Rishon? There's an Isser to eat Truma. Yes, with carrying with it Misa B'dei Shemayim. But what about Truma? Rashi. Call Misha lo achla b'meiser. Rashi says, what's the makar? Call Zara lo yochal kodesh ksiv. U'meiser Rishon, lav kodesh ikri. Meiser Rishon is not kodesh. And therefore, there's no Isser. So the Mishnah gives off the impression that just like there's an Isser for a non-Kohen to eat Truma, there's an Isser for a non-Kohen to eat Meiser Rishon. Is there? Yes, you're right. Everybody agrees it's a mitzvah to give it to the Levi. That's a pasuk in Chumash. To give it to the Levi. And if I don't give it to the Levi, maybe I'm stealing from Sheva Levi in terms of Choshen Mishpat. But in terms of Yaradeya, in terms of Isser Veheter, is there an Isser? The Mishnah gives off the impression that it's Osser. So, is that true? Is there an Isser? So the Gemara says, two opinions. First, we have the first one for half of today's first Amud. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hamani Rabbi Meir Hi. Yes, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says, to Amar, Maaser Rishon, Aser Lazarim. Yes, Maaser Rishon is Aser to a Zar to eat. Titania, as the Brisa says. How exactly do we see from this Brisa what Rabbi Meir Shita is a Machlokas Rishonim. Let's first read the Brisa. The Brisa says, Truma Lakohen, Umaaser Rishon, Lelevi, Divi Rabbi Meir. We will talk about later on the daf whether on a d'oraisa level does Maaser Rishon only go to a Levi, or could I also give it to a Kohen? That's going to be a machlokas tanoim. Whether that's because you might say a Kohen is a super. Kohen is a super Levi. A Levi is a Levi, and a Kohen is a super Levi. That's a great lundish question. When Aaron a Kohen was chosen, so how different is he now? They're both from Shevet Levi. Now we know they have a special status, but is that a qualitatively different status, or is it a super status? Is there anything a Levi could do that a Kohen can't do? Okay, there are certain functions, a Mishorer and a Mishoer. And a Kohen, they do the actual Avoda. What if the Kohen wants to sing? Is he allowed to sing? Is he allowed to open the gates? So you might say just practically, there are enough Levim to take care of it, we don't need you. But what if he does it? We know a Levi that does the wrong avoda, a shoer she shorer, or the opposite. So that's not good. That's an isser. So what about a kohen? So that's a question that comes up in two or three sugyas: whether a kohen is a super Levi or not. We discussed a couple of years ago in the parsha shir a similar question, and that is: how do you view kohen gadol to kohen hezyot? Is a kohen gadol a super kohen hezyot or no? He's a Kohen, hey, he's totally different. He's not in my nafkamina. Does he have to bring a new Minchas Chinuch when he becomes the Kohen Gadol? What if he becomes the Kohen Gadol on the first day he becomes the Kohen Hedyot, when he starts doing the Avoda? How many Karbanos does he have to bring? These are all at root. How do we view these statuses? So that also could be what's going on here. So Rabbi Meir holds that Truma goes to a Kohen and Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matir la Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matirs your giving Maaser Rishon even to a Kohen. Let's just read the next line. Matiro mechlal diikaman to Aser. What is there anyone that says it's Aser to give it to a Kohen? Aser, like a Kohen is not allowed to eat it? Okay, you could say on a Daraisa level, who should you give it to? But is it Aser to any of them? So, Eleima knows no Afla Kohen. What was the Mazayah Shita is that you could give Maaser Rishon even to a Kohen, Pashas on a Daraisa level. So you see from that Braisa that Maaser Rishon is Aser to a Zara, and that is the author of the Mishnah. The question is, where do you see that in the Braisa? Where do you see in the Brisa that Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is Aser? All he says is, Truma goes to a Kohen, Maaser Rishon is to a Levi. So the Rivan at the end of the top Tosfos doesn't like any of the Pshatim that we're about to give, so he changes the Gersa, or he has a different Gersa, where in the Brisa it says, Beferish, to the last two lines of that Tosfos, Pirish Rivan de Garsinon Behedya, Maaser Rishon Aser Lazarim. Okay, that's clear. That's explicit. But Rashi and Tosfos don't have that Gersa. So Rashi says, what's the Raya? Just the parallel. He says, Truma to this and Maaser Rishon to this. So it's the parallel. Truma is Aser to a Yisrael, and so to Maaser Rishon is Aser to a Yisrael. By the fact that you put, why do you have to put Truma in the Brisa anyway? Right, the Machlokas is about Maaser Rishon. What's Truma doing in the Brisa? So that's Rabbi Meir's Chiddush, that Maaser Rishon is compared to Truma, that just like Truma is Asur to a Zar, so to Maaser Rishon is Aser to a Zar. Rashi also notes, a second point. How do I know that it's a Raya? Number one, that you throw Truma in the Brisa, which you don't need. Number two, the language of Matiro, of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Sounds like the previous day it was Aser to somebody. So, that's the second day of Rashi quotes. Tosfos, the Ramban, other Rishonim, don't like Rashi's Rayas, and they say it must just be a Mesora. The Ramban writes, it must be a Mesora that they had about Rabbi Meir's opinion. You don't get it from the language of the Brisa. It's a misora, like we're about to have the language in a minute. Bez Hashem. Ela mashma, the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, lav mi gufe de braisa mashma lulachi. Not getting it from the braisa itself. Ela mishum de nakita, we hold, time of Derby Meir, mishma de gemara, as we'll see in a second, vikibla. And they got in a misora, and that is why we quote Rav Meir's opinion, but it's not mamish learned from the words of the braisa. And the Aruch Haner says, that could be what Rashi's saying too. Rashi knows that this is the Misora, and then because of that, that's how we interpret the Brisa. Okay, in any case, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion, that holds that Maaser Rishon is usher to a Yisraelis or to a Zara, and that's the impression you get from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Meir. So now what's the reason he says it? Amr of Acha, Brei de Rabba, Mishmei de Gemara. Rav Acha, the son of Rabba, says, in the name of the Gemara. What does that mean? To Gemara means the Misora. So Rashi says here, it's a beautiful Rashi, Mishmei de Gemara. Ka ki bel me rabo, ve rabo me rabo, ad Rebbe Meir, sheshama mishmo, ve lav min daite kam afarish la time ad Rebbe Meir. Most of the time we have later Amoraim saying what they determined to be the reason for the Tana. I think the reason is this, but here we have an exception to the rule. I heard this from my Rebbe, who heard it from Rebbe Meir himself. This isn't a conjecture. No, this is exactly what we heard from Rebbe Meir, going Ishmi Piyish, going back to Rebbe Meir. So that's Mishmei de Gemara, and that's what the Ramban just said before. That's why this must be the Masorah that they had. So, to my time to Rebbe Meir, Amar Vachabri de Rabbe Mishmei de Gemara, Ki es Maaser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu Lashem Truma. So that's the Pasuk. So in the Pasuk, you see Maaser and Truma both mentioned. Ma Truma Asura Lazarim, Af Maaser Rishon Asura Lazarim, the Hekish in the Pasuk. Most Hekeshim in the Torah are within the same Pasuk, or within the same two Psukim. You have two items next to each other. Once in a while, you have a different type of Hekesh. Like Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echa Namru. That's also a Hekesh, even though one's in Yisro and one's in Veschanan. But Hashem said it together. So that's also called a Hekesh, and we can compare. That's the source for women being obligated in the Los Aseidot Shabbos. Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echa Namru. Even though it's a Zman Grama, but still, because the Aseis are compared to the Los Aseis, Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echa Namru. So here, though, is a regular Hekesh. Truma Zazdo Azarim, so the Maaser Rishon. Says the Gemara, Ima, so don't only go halfway. Ima Truma Chayavin Alav Misa V'Chomesh. If a Zar eats Truma, Mida b'mezid, he's chayav misa, and he has to pay a chomesh if he did it b'shogig. Af ma'aser chayav ala misa v'chomesh. Why do you say the same punishments apply if a zar eats ma'aser rishon? Markra, which would change a lot b'zman hazeh, right? B'zman hazeh, what do we make sure to take off truma, and we make sure to take off truma's ma'aser, right? We designate ma'aser rishon in order to be able to take off the truma's ma'aser, which we'll talk about in a minute also. And then we throw that out and we burn it, whatever we do. But ma'aser rishon we're not worried about, because we paskin, it's not chayav misa v'zar isa. But according to Rabbi Meir, if he says it's asur, so why doesn't it go all the way? Kibera get the truma. Chayav l'lav misa v'chomesh. Amar kra, umesu bo ki yechaluluhu, v'yosef chamish yiso alav. So bow and alav are exclusionary words. Bow v'lov b'maaser, only in truma is there going to be an iser with a chi of misa and not with maaser. Alav v'lov ala maaser, add on a chomesh only to it, to truma and not to maaser. Period. V'rabbanan. So now we get back to, what about Rav Elazar ben Azariah? What does he do with this comparison? What do the Rabbanan do? Why is it called the Rabbanan here? Because that's what we paskin. We generalize the Das Yachin into a Das Rabim, because that's what we hold. So what does he do with the fact that the Torah compares Truma and Maaser Rishon in the same Pasuk? If he says Maaser Rishon is mutter to a Zar, so Ma Truma Toveles Af Maaser Rishon Nami Tovel. If you have Tevel, before you take off anything, so what's the order? First you take off Bikurim. Good. Then if it's one of the Sheva Saminim, then you take off Truma, and until you take off Truma, it is Tevel, and it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, if you eat Tevel. Even if you've taken off Truma, if I haven't taken off Maaser Rishon yet, it's still Tevel, Legabi Misa B'dei Shemayim. Even though Maaser Rishon itself is not Misa B'dei Shemayim, but if it's Tevel, and as we're about to see, unbelievable halacha, it's Tevel, even if I didn't take off Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. That's also considered Tevel, and Pashas of the Gemara is Misa B'dei Shemayim, even though these items themselves are not. There's a crucial point, but I guess let's just finish the line. Ukitatani will finish the Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yochol lo yechayev ela al Tevel shalohu remimenu kalikur. You might think you're only chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim for Tevel that you didn't take anything off from. That's real bona fide Tevel. So this is the Brisa. To eat Tevel, hu remimenu truma gadola. If you took off truma gadola, velo hu remimenu maaser rishon or maaser rishon. Maaser rishon v'maaser sheni, v'afilu maaser ani. even if he took off all the items except for the tztaka. Maisarani is tztaka. Right, Rashi says it's stam tztaka. That also would be Rashi. The kill kit tztaka ba'alma. The lav tzad kedusha isbei. Rashi says there's no kedusha to Maisarani. It's just a mandated form of tztaka. So minayin, how do I know? Also, those situations would leave it as tevel. Tamalomar lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. One pasuk says you shall not eat it in your gates. Ulahalanu omer viachlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. And it says in the third year viachlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. What are you eating in the third year? You're 3 and 6. You're eating even Maaser Ani. Right, that switches. So, ma sharecha amur lahalan maaser ani, af sharecha amur mekan maaser ani. So to the first pasuk of lo suchal is maaser ani, and v'yam rachman lo suchal. The Torah says not to eat it. Right, this is the pasuk we mentioned, I think, last week, the pasuk that you have eight mitzvahs learned out from one pasuk. Lo suchal lecha b'sharecha maaser tegan chav yosha b'sharecha. So therefore you see that it's tevel even if you're only missing the later ones. One more line. V'ime hasam. And if you would only have that pasuk, but not have the pasuk comparing truma and maaser rishon, hava amina lolav, ava lemisa lo, kamash malan. I would have thought they're only compared regarding lav, but not tevel still doesn't have misa, kamash malan. It even has misa or lishna achrina, just a different version of this last line. Maaser rishon de tavil mid Rabbi Yosi nafka. Don't you know it from Rabbi Yosi the brisa? Imiyahi hava amina lolav, ava lemisa lo, kamash malan. Fine, so what have we done so far? We've said our mission is like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is Aser Tzarim, but we don't go so far as to say Maaser Rishon is Chai Misavei Shemayim with a Chomash. What do we do? What does the Rav Elazar ben Azariah do with the fact that the Torah compares the two in terms of Tevel? That until you take off all of these Matanos, so it is called Tevel. One minor problem, and then we'll get back to the major issue on this Gemara. The minor problem is the sheet of the Rambam. You read this Gemara, the pashas of the Gemara is that Tevel, until you take off the last item, it is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. The Rambam and the Migdal Oz and other Mefarshim throw up their hands, and they say, where did the Rambam get his psak from? The Rambam in Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Tes, and Halacha Chaf says, I'll read it. Hatevel Ketzad. Kol ochol shu chayav lahavish menu chumu maisrus kodem shavish menu nikra tevel. V'asur lechol mimenu. It's asur ti tevel. Shene emar. What's the makar for eating tevel? So first of all, the Rambam quotes a different pasuk than the one we just quoted. That's the first. Okay, but that's fine. A different pasuk. Shene emar. V'lo yechalalu es kachay b'nei Yisrael eis asher yarimu l'ashem. Don't desecrate the kachim eis asher yarimu. That which will be taken off. Klomar lo yinhagu bohen minag chulin v'yadayin kachim sha'asidin lihitareim lo hermu. From the fact that the kachim that you haven't taken off yet has not been taken off. And then the Rambam says, halacha though, aval ha'ochel, I'm sorry, for the first half of the pasuk, first half of the Rambam, ha'ochel kezayis menatevel kodem shi'avash v'inu truma gedola v'trumas meiser. If you eat tevel before you take off truma or trumas meiser, chayim misa v'dei shamayim. And he quotes the pasuk, aval ha'ochel midavar shenitlo v'menu truma gedola v'trumas meiser v'yadayin lo hivish v'menu meiseros. You haven't taken off Maaseros yet? Via filo lo nishar bo eler Maaser Ani, as if it's a chiddush. The Rambam is saying, even Maaser Ani will still leave it Aser. But how Aser? Hare ze loke mishem ochel tevel. Ve'ein bo misa. She'ein abo misa ela betruma gadola betrumas Maaser. Rambam Shita. Says the Kesem Mishnah. Says the Radvah. Say, where does Rambam get it from? See another mucker out there? Argamara Pashtus? Is that it's all equal. Everything is included. The Rambam says it's included in Lagabi the Isser, but not included in Lagabi the Chi of Misa. So that is the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Chaf, here in Machalos Asuras. The action, though, on this Gemara, and this is a Machloket that's quoted outside of Mesechas Yevamis, Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamis Pevav. So which Rashi and Tosfos? Right here. Going back on the line that we read of Ma Truma Toveles Af Maaser Risho Nami Tovel. What does that line mean? Just like Truma, without taking off Truma, that's Tevel. So to Maaser Rishon. So Rashi here says, and you don't have to say this in Rashi, but this is how Tosfos and all the Mefarshim understand Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ma Truma Toveles, Shekolzman Shelo Hufrisha, Chayavin Misa Al Achilaso Shel Tevel. As long as you didn't take truma off yet, you're chay misa for tevel. Why? Daha misa ksiv bay. Because misa is written by it. What's the it? Pashus truma. Or tevel. Which one? So the way that Rishonim understand Rashi is that tevel is usur mishum the truma shebo. And you know why you're not allowed to eat tevel? Because you haven't taken off the truma yet from it. But once you take off the truma, so then it is no longer tevel agabi truma. That's how Tosis for sure understands Rashi. And that's why Tosis right here, Matruma, has problems with Rashi. He quotes Rashi, Pirish Pakuntris, Bishalohu for Shachayvin Misa Lachilaso Shal Tevel, Da Truma Misa Ksivbe. Right, he adds in that word to help explicate for us. The Kashalari, two questions. Number one, Maiser Rishon also has a Misa regarding it. Why? Because as we know, out of my Maiser Rishon, I have to give Truma's Maiser to the Kohen, which has the status of Truma. So, number one, what, you're saying Truma is the only problem? What about the Truma's Maiser? Number one. Number two, as Tosfos, and this is the bomb kasha that you know there's got to be an answer for, if Tevel is only usher because of the Truma Shabo, so why can't Kohanim eat Tevel? Right, if a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and Tevel is only usher because of the Truma in the Tevel, so why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? V'odim itam zeh lo litzar Tevel a Kohen, kivan de Truma shar yalei. So that's why Tosis quotes the Rivan, who says, no, Tevel isn't usher because of the Truma Shabo when it says Misa by Truma. There's a different pasuk that ushers Tevel. Pirish Rivan, because lo yichalu es kachei b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu, quotes a different pasuk. And the Rambam quoted a third pasuk that we just read. So three different psukim, but the way that Tosfos understands Rashi and the other Rishonim is that Rashi is saying the source for the Isser of Tevel, the Isser Misa, the Chiyah Misa, the Isser of Tevel is because the pasuk by Truma says Misa, and therefore that is the problem. So there are three different psukim. The Menachas Chinuch just Derech Agav says an afkamina between all three psukim might be if you eat Tevel shelo kederach achilaso, because not all the psukim use the verb achila. And if it doesn't use the verb achila, v'lo sechalalu might include even shalok kederach achila. So that's a Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah reish samach dalet. But the action is, so what's the nekudas machlokas Rashi Tosfos? So two points. Number one is a beautiful afikayam. Afikayam, Talmud of Reb Chaim, in Simen Yud Aleph, says, well, he focuses on Tosfos' first question, and Rabbi Yosef Engel is going to focus on Tosfos' second question. What's Tosfos' first question? Well, Rashi, you're so bothered by the Truma in the Tevel, and that's why it's Misa. So what about Truma's Meiser? So Meiser Rishon should have the same problem. Oh, says the Afikayam, when does the Chiv of Truma's Meiser kick in? When is there a Chiv there that you recognize that, I can't eat this until I take off the Truma's Meiser? Suggest the Afikayam, maybe that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, right when something grows, the chiv of Truma is screaming out at you, mafresh me, mafresh me. But yet, Truma's Meiser might only exist when you have Meiser Rishon. Until you have Meiser Rishon, there's no such thing. The Tanoim discuss in Meseches Kiddushin a little bit, Meseches Shabbos, I'm sorry, maybe Kedushin also, in Masechah Shabbos, what's called, what if you're mafresh certain matanos very early in the process, going out of order than what you're supposed to do? Could you take off your Trumas Meiser before you take off your Meiser Rishon? Is that possible? What if the Kohen comes and says, just give me all the stuff ready for the Kohanim? And the Levi's not around, so you want to give him the Truma, you want to save the Levi some headache, so you'll give Trumas Meiser to the Levi. So you allowed to do that? So that's this issue. Is there something that you could call Trumas Meiser before you have Meiser Rishon? So maybe Tosfos is bothered because Tosfos says, you see all the Hafrashos immediately staring at you in the face, and it's Tevel because of all of that. And that's why he asked the question. Rashi says, no, there's no such thing as being Mafresh Trumas Meiser. It's not on the radar until you have Meiser Rishon. And that's why Rashi says, you're not worried about it. It's only Truma that you're worried about. The Yesh Lomer, the Sphere of Lila Rashi, Kishitas Harash, the Chiyat Shumas and Maestros, Eno Chal Klau Kodem Shufresh HaMeiser, the Meiser Min HaMeiser Dafkahu, Umi Kodem Shufresh HaMeiser, Havi Kamo Kodem Gemar Malacha, Leinin Shumas and Maestros. It's just like you, before Gemar Malacha, you're allowed to eat before, without, if before it's Kavuala Maestros, right? Why is that? Because the Chiyav is not on the radar yet, before Gemar Malacha. So, Meiser Rishon is like the Gemar Malacha for Meiser Min HaMeiser, for Trumas Meiser. And then he says, that's such a great svara, divrei Tosfos Arachi is. I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. That's a great example of an awkward cut being so convinced by his explanation that now the pendulum swings the other way. How could there be a chiyuv Chumas Meiser without Meiser Rishon? Okay, you could say that you don't take the pasuk literally, a Meiser and a Meiser. So that's regarding Tosfos' first question. Then you have Tosfos' second question, and that is, if Tevel is only usher because of the Truma Shavo, so why can't a Kohen eat it? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvin Daraisa, in Klal Beis, there he has two Chakiros, and obviously four columns relating to each Chakira. The first Chakira, he says, Truma is usher to a Zar. This also relates to our Sugyos, let's just go through it. We're interested in the second one. But Truma is usher to a Zar, and a Tevel is usher to a Zar. Hey, isn't it interesting that they're both Misa B'dei Shamayim? Regarding a Yisrael, regarding me, let's say I have Truma. Is Truma the same Isser to me as Tevel was? Tevel was Isser to me, and now I have the Truma, but nothing's changed. This is still Tevel for me. Tevel was Isser to me, and even after that Frasha, what's changed? Nothing. So it's still the same root Isser. There might be a Kedusha that has been added. Tevel doesn't have any Kedusha, and Truma has Kedusha. But is it the same root Isser? Or do we say there was an Isser that was in Schadesh? And the Maisa Afrasha ends the Isser of Tevel and begins the Isser of Truma. That's one question he asks, and he goes through the different Rayas. Number one. Number two, then he adds, besides, okay, I've discussed post-Afrasha. So now what about pre-Afrasha? Pre-Afrasha, is Tevel only Usher because of the Matonos in it or not? He says, well, hey, that's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, and Yavam is not Pevav. But let me get to the question of Tosfos. Why can't Kohanim eat Tevel? And he says, I'll throw in another question. Tosfos was soft on Rashi. I'll throw in another question. If it's only Usher because of the Truma Shabbos, so why isn't it Batal Baruf? Or Batal B'Shishim, or Batal Truma is a tiny amount. 1/50th, 1/60th. So why do you say Bittel? Okay, then there won't be any Truma. There's no such thing. But according to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi, you should ask that question. Why isn't there Bittel? Answers of Yosef Engel. Even according to Rashi, even if you want to say Truma is Usser, Tevel is Usser because of the Truma Shabo, what's a Kohen allowed to eat? A Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. A Kohen's allowed to eat Truma Shehufrisha. That's what a Kohen is allowed to eat. Just like we say, a Kohen can't eat a piece of a carbon chatos right away. It's more difficult to eat. No, you have to have an act done. You have to have zrikas hadam in order for the Kohen to be able to eat. And before that, it's asur mishum mi'ila. Before that, right? You have to have haktara say murin for certain carbonos zrikas hadam. So just because something is mutter for somebody to eat doesn't mean you don't have to do anything before it becomes mutter. It's mishulchan kavoa kazachu. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you have to go through the motions. The near b'yishuv das Rashi, de kamod matzino b'kodshim, de kodem hazrika v'ha-haktara, havi hakol gavoa, ula acharei hazrika v'haktara, oz hakohanim o abayla mishulchan gavoa kazachi, hachanami efshar, tahatruma ha-mu'ureves b'tevel, hi chela gavoa. It's like a carbon. V'yalkena sura oz lakol. At that moment, is also to everybody. He says, "V'raya brura lazeh milashan Rambam." Listen to this Rambam. He says, "In Hilchas Trumos, got to know all Rambam to understand any Rambam." Says the Rambam, "Aser lahen sheyechtefu Trumos and Meisrus. Kohanim and Levim aren't allowed to grab Trumos and Meisrus. Go to the granary and grab. V'afilu lishol chelkan b'fihen." Usher. They shouldn't even ask for it. Shouldn't even try to like butter up the Yisrael. Ella notlin b'kavod. Notlin b'kavod. Take properly. Wait to get it. Wait for it to be served to you. Don't like grovel. Why? Here's the language of the Rambam. Sha'al shulchan ha'makom hein ochlin. V'al shulchano hein shosin. U'matanos elu la'shem hein. V'hu zochelohem. Sh'ne'amar v'ani nasati l'ches mishmeres trumosai. So that's a lashon. You're not getting this from the Yisrael. Could I please have? It's not mine. V'lashon sha'al shulchan amakom in ochlim shekazav Rambam who mamish kalashem mishulchan gavokazachu. Remember he's talking about truma here. He's not talking about kachim. And look what the Rambam's lashon is. Mishulchano ain shosin. Shall shulchan amakom ein ochlin. Right, and that lashon is only used in the Gemara by kachim. The Rambam uses it by truma. So he says that's the point. Until the hafrashas, even the kohanim, are usher to eat the tevel. But even if you want to say it's only usher because of the truma shavo, because a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. A kohen only is allowed to eat truma la'achar ha'hafrasha. So that is that's the asr daraisa. There's a lot. There's a many other. This Rashi and Tosfos causes a lot of ruckus in the achronim, and they're all different formulations. Exactly what Rashi had to explain. Rashi, the Aruch Laner here, and the Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Saaretz. There's a lot to mention in this sugya. But again, whenever you do truma and tevel v'chulu, this Rashi and Tosfos must be mentioned. Rabbi Chanan's version. In the Simon Lamed Ches is, a Kohen is similar, but it's just different language. A Kohen is only allowed to eat Truma when it's classified as Avoda. Avoda. And while it's Tevel, you can't call that Avoda yet. That's his Lashon. Lo hutra achilas Truma l'Kohen el b'macham d'achilasu havi Avoda. Ava b'lo taima d'Avoda, Truma asura gam l'Kohen, kamo l'zar. O mishamachi b'Tevel, d'yesh bo Truma, v'ein achilas Avoda, asur gam l'Kohen. That's his Lashon. All the same answer it's going to be, that why is it still usur for a Kohen to eat it before the Hafrasha. Okay, let's continue. So now the Gemara says, we are right in the middle of the Amud. Bimayu Kimta. We are Bimayu Kimta. So everything up till now, as we've said, option one, the Mishnah sounds like Maaser Rishon is usur to Azara. So we said, oh, that's like Rabbi Meir Shita. So Gemara says, Bimayu Kimta, Rabbi Meir. Who is this like? Rabbi Meir Shita. But Ema Seifa. What about the Seifa of the Mishnah? Bas Levi Mu'ureses L'Kohen. Ubas Kohen L'Levi. Lo Tocha Lo B'Tshumov Lo B'Meiser. Remember the second half? If you have a Bas Kohen Mu'ureses to a Levi, Bas Kohen to a Levi, Bas Levi to a Kohen. So everything's off limits. One second. Hacha Ma'izara Zika. What's the problem? Why can't she eat? You say, ah, Yisraelis. Ma'izara Rishon is also to Yisraelis. But this is a Bas Levi. So why shouldn't she be able to eat Ma'izara Rishon? Right? You're only in the world of Levi and Kohen. So they both can eat Ma'aser Rishon. So this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Why does it give the impression that there's an Isser? So, totally different answer. We're going to get back to the first answer. But no, new answer, new pshat. Amar Rav Sheshes. Mai Eina Ocheles Diktani. What does the Mishnah mean when it says that she cannot eat Ma'aser Rishon? Eina, it doesn't mean that she can't eat it. Ma'aser Rishon is Musta to a Zara. And what does it mean? Eina nosenes reshus litrom. It means she cannot give reshus to a shliach of hers to be toreim the trumas meiser of her husband to be. That's all it means. She's allowed to eat meiser rishon. But what if she wants to make a shliach to do her husband or her arus, her shomeris yav, her yavam? What if she wants to do them a favor? That cannot be done. It's not hers yet. That's what the Mishnah means by eina ocheles. How do you fit that into the words? It says she can't eat. And we're saying here it means she can't appoint a shliach to do this. So the Ritva says it means she can't eat whenever she wants. That's how you understand the words. Because now it's out of her control. If the Trumas and Maaser weren't taken off yet, if it's still Tevel, it's not hers yet. That's the point of the Mishnah. She does not have Bailus yet. It's not hers. Says the Gemara, and we'll get back to that Lashon. Let's continue first. Michlau. What if she was fully married, she would be able to do it? By a nesua? Where it says, yeah, in, yes. V'yatani, after all, we learned in the Braisa. V'achaltem oso b'chol makom, you shall be able to eat it, meiser, everywhere, atem uveischem, you and your household. Limeid al nesua bas Yisrael, shenosenes rishus latrom. A nesua bas Yisrael, she has rights to the bank account also, in terms of the hafrasha. Ata omer rishus l'tromo eno elo le'achol. So you might say she has rishus or only to eat. She could eat it, but to be ma'afrish? No. So amart, truma chamura, ocheles, ma'aser akal ochol shekem. She could even eat truma. Of course she could eat ma'aser. So this pasuk can't be telling you the chiddush that she could eat ma'aser. Elalim made al nesua bas Yisrael, she knows that it's rishus l'trom. The pasuk has to be telling you that not only could she eat it, but she could even set up her shliach to be ma'afrish. So that is all. Answer number two. We're not going to go into this fully now, but this is the sugya of zachin la'adam shalabafanav. Am I allowed to be zachin? Am I allowed to be zocha on behalf of somebody else? So usually, zachin la'adam shalabafanav means I accept something on behalf of somebody else. I want to give, comes up, right? I'm going to somebody's house for Shabbos lunch. I want to give them a bottle of wine. And I know, lechatchila, many poskim say you shouldn't give a gift on Shabbos. So either I give it on Shabbos and say it's my wine and we're sharing it, or it's yours after Shabbos, whatever it is. But what if I come Friday afternoon to shul, to mincha, and I'm going to want to give it to them, but the guy's late. The guy doesn't come before mincha. So I'll go over to a third party in shul and say, be zochet this on behalf of so-and-so. Then it belongs to so-and-so. Zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav. The question and the language, this is how the Ksos made this a topic that's discussed. The Ksos says, you say zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav. You don't say zochin me adam shlo b'fanav. Meaning, if I'm going to do somebody a favor, but it entails taking something from them, that you don't say. That you don't say. Zachin may adam shlo b'fanav. Where does the Kso start this discussion? It's a Gemara in Nedarim, but the Kso starts this from a Trumas Hadeshen. That's quoted in the Ramah. And the Kso has a lot of problems with the Trumas Hadeshen. What's the case? There's a woman. There's help in the house. Whatever the case is, this is the case. This is how he explains it. There's a dough that's rising. And the mother, the wife, went out shopping. And the dough is rising, and the Mishareses sees that if she doesn't put the dough in the oven right now, it's going to get ruined. It's going to get ruined. So she says, it must be, let's say it's a Jewish Mishareses, but she wants to be Mafrish Challah before she puts the dough in. So is she allowed to be Mafrish Challah and then bake the dough, knowing that the person did not give her permission? The owner of the Challah didn't give her permission. Do you say, Zachin, Shalom B'fanav? Right, so this is not a case of zachin la adam, because you're taking off the challah. It's zachin may adam shalom b'fanav, but it's a good thing in the larger picture, or else the whole dough is going to be ruined. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, and the Ramah quotes it in Yaradei Nilchas Challah, mutter, you're helping her out. Are you helping her out? And the Ksos has a lot of difficulty with this. He says you don't say zachin may adam shalom b'fanav. You only say zachin la adam shalom b'fanav. But the Trumas Hadeshen here says, you're at the shopper, Dabi Levadachi. Why couldn't you take off the Eva we pass, can you keep him mafresh after the baking? Why did that happen? Okay, not getting into those details now. But this is the Trumas Hadeshen and Simon Kuf Peches. Vafilu Ekan Elach Shash Kilkola Isa. I mean, it's Chusula. Kiven de Regilus Ulafamim Shabalas Abayas no sentence for Shuslam Shareses. Lahabash Chala Filu Befaneha. Vichulu. And he continues, but that's the Ksos's sugya of Zachin La Adam and Zachin Me Adam. But again, that's what the according to this version, that's what our Mishnah is saying here. That until she's a Nesua, she cannot do it. Once she's a Nesua, then she can do it. Period. So now the Gemara says, let's rehabilitate. Let's go back to option one. Mar Bered Ravana Amar. Rashi says, we're going back to saying it's Rabbi Meir. We ended off with a question. Right, if it's Rebbe Meir, what do you do with a seifa? Why can't the bas levi to a kohen? Lomar, that's all that's saying is shein chokin la maisa Rebbe Sagranis. We don't give her this woman who was meureses to or shameres yavam. We don't give her the maisa in the. We give it to her the husband, and then the husband can give it to her, but we don't give it to her. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Why not? Ha nich lamad amar misham yichud. This is fine. We'll see later on two reasons. If you say the issue is yichud, so we understand why. We don't want her to be alone with the man in the granary. Elamad amar mishum grusha, but if you say it's mishum grusha, because we're worried that if you give it to her here, then you might even give it to her when she is a grusha and she's no longer entitled to it. So grusha, bas kohen, see the girls on the side. Grusha bas kohen, milo achla betruma? But what do you mean? We're talking about a bas, she's gonna get it anyway. So ula taimeh, grusha bas levi, milo achla b'maiser. Elexera mishum grusha bas Yisrael. It's Xera. You don't give it to any single woman because you might come to give it to a grusha bas Yisrael. Ihachi may arye me'ores as afilu nesua nami. So even in nesua you shouldn't give it to. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Adi tana reisha me'ores tana nami seifa me'ores. Period. Okay, so we have two pshatim in the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah is talking l'kulei alma, and the iser being discussed is just the iser that she can't make a shliach to do hafrashos, or it's Rabbi Meir Shita, and the Isser is talking about to a Zara. Why in the Seifa? Gzera Misham Bas Yisrael. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, related issue. By the way, the Rambam quotes both reasons of Yichud and Grusha, and the Aruch Lener says, even though it's a Machlokas in the Gemara, sometimes we might be Machmer like both opinions. So the Rambam quotes both opinions in Hilchos Trumos, why we wouldn't give the woman there. Let me just read it. The Rambam says, Asara, there are 10 people that you don't give truma to in the Beis HaGranos, even though they're allowed to eat it. Even though they're allowed to eat, don't give it to them in the Beis HaGranos. Cheresh, Ota, Katan, Chein Bo Das, Tumtum, Androgynous, Eved, Ve'isha, Shema, Tiskaresh, Umipnei HaYichud. Right, both were shown us there. But even so, some people eat Shuma and Maestros, but you don't give it to them in the Beis HaGranos. Tanu Rabbanan, third to last line. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Truma L'Kawai No Maestrishon L'Levi, Dibbe Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says that Truma goes to a Kohen, and Maestrishon goes to a Levi. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer, L'Kohen. It goes to a Kohen. Maestrishon goes to a Kohen. L'Kohen V'lo L'Levi, Ema Af L'Kohen. So, Machlokes Tanoim. 99% of Rishonim assume this is a Machlokes Doraisa. On a Doraisa level, do I only give Maestrishon to the Levi, or could I also give it to the Kohen? That's the Pashas of the Gemara. There's a Rashbam in Baba Basra, on Daf Pei Aleph, who says, no, on a Daraisa level, everybody agrees it only goes to the Levi. Midrabanan, as we'll get to, at a certain point in history, did it go to the Kohanim also. But the Pashas is that this is a Din Daraisa. Says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva say it only goes to the Levi? Dechsiv, v'el halavim tedaber. Right, by the way, these are Yesodos and Yevamos. Right, if you ask, how do we know that Truma, Maestris, Matmar, Makomos, it's in Yevamos, it's tucked away here, middle of the ninth parak. So, my time at Rabbi Akiva, Dechsiv, Yevamos gets a bad rap. Shouldn't give it a bad rap. Yevamos is great. V'el halavim tedaber, v'el marto alehem, b'levim kamishtoikra. The Pasuk is talking about levim. And that's why Maestrishon, that's the Pashtus. V'idach, what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah do? Kedir Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'yasrim v'arba makomas nikru kohanim levim. 24 places, kohanim are called levim. V'ze echad mehem v'hakohanim ha-levim b'nei tzadok. So you're right, the Pasuk in Chumash says Levi, but Levi can mean kohanim too. Fine. V'Rabbi Akiva ha-chalama says Amrit. Rabbi Akiva says fine. In other psukim, Levium mean Kohanim also, but in this pasuk it can't mean that. In this pasuk it really must mean real Levi. Why? Tichsiv, because the pasuk continues and says, V'achaltem oso b'chol makom. You can eat it anywhere. And we darshan, Misha yachol ochlo b'chol makom. People who could eat their items anywhere. Maestrishon could be eaten anywhere. Yatza Kohen shein yachol ochlo b'beis hakvaris. Excluding a Kohen who can't eat it in a cemetery. So the pasuk is talking about somebody who can eat the Maestrishon anywhere. A Kohen can't eat anything in the cemetery. Okay, the Aruch Haner says, aye, what if he goes in a Shita Heva Umigdal, in a tower, in a box? Right, what if he goes in when on a day that he's there anyway, burying his relative? Okay, but the pashtus is, generally, he can't go into the Beis HaKvaros. So that's why Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk, this pasuk must be referring to only Levium. V'idach, how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understand that B'chol Makom pasuk? No, anywhere means in contrast to Yerushalayim. Right, and that's what you might have said it means. Whenever the Torah says b'chol makom, it doesn't mean, you know, it means everywhere, but it's in contrast to that. Or even eating it in any way. If you eat it b'tumas haguf, when you're tummy, you're not going to get malchus for it either. It means b'chol makom. Okay, period. There was a certain garden that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. May I remember the Gemara in Brachas? My Brachas says that when they wanted to appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Rosh Yeshiva, they said, he's got all the milas. He's got all the milas. He's Asiri LaEzra. Rashi quotes it, right? He's a Kohen, and he is rich, and he is humble, all the milas. So he was a Kohen, and he went to take Maestrishon from this field. So that did not make Rabbi Akiva happy, right? Because Rabbi Akiva said it only goes to a Levi. So as Rabbi Akiva, Ahadre Lepischa de Bekavri. So what did he do? He closed up the opening of the garden, wherever it was, and he made the only opening through a cemetery. So there, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah couldn't get there. And even if he asked somebody to bring him out, it's going to become tummy through the cemetery. So he basically finished off Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's getting miser from this cemetery. So Amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah heard that, and he said what seems like an insult. Akiva b'tarmilo v'anachaye. Akiva, with his pouch, a tarmil is a pouch that the shepherds used to have, anachaye, and I'll live. Basically, he's saying, Rabbi Akiva, remembering when he was a shepherd for Kabbalah Savua, when he was a lowly shepherd before he became Rabbi Akiva, and I'll live because I have plenty of money, so I don't really need this. So even though you did this to me, you know, I'll be okay. All the Mefarshim here wonder what kind of insult this is. The Yamshel Shlomo here quotes that the focus is, you know, I'll be okay without it. So maybe he's not, he's upset, but he's not totally insulting him. But he's reminding him of his past. But Tarmilo Klomar Shayaroa La Kalba Savua. The Derech Haroam Lios Shmohem Chema Shal Arbit Savaro Shinosimbo. Va'ana Chaye Klomar Ya'aseh Masha Ya'aseh. Mikomakom Echye Ki Ashir Gadol Haya. Right? He says, he did what he did, but, you know, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Might be other, whatever, deeper symbolic, messages here, but we'll continue. Itzmar. Here we go. Mipnei Ma Katsu Leviyah Ma'aser. We know originally, let's say according to Rabbi Akiva, Kohanim get Truma, Leviyim get Meiser. But at a certain point in history, there was a fine. There was a Knas, and they took Meiser Rishon away from the Leviyim. Away from, at least their exclusive rights were taken away. Why? Why and when? So, Pligi ba Rabbi Yonasan Visavya. Rabbi Yonasan and Savya had a machlokas about it. By the way, the Ritva says, how were they able to do this? It's a Din D'Oraisa. Hefker bezen hefker. Because remember, it's dini mominus. We paskin, it's not usser lazarim. So how did they take my serishon and give it to the Kohanim? How did they take it and say you don't have to be mafresh it at all? Hefker bezen hefker, says the Ritva. This is their abundance power over people's money. We'll get to the Minchas Chanech Bez Hashem in a minute. Plei Yibar Rabbi Odin and Savya. So what are the reasons they were konis them? Chad Amar Shalo Alu Bime Ezra. They didn't come up to the second base of Mikdash. They didn't come to make Aliyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here, I'm giving you the second base of Mikdash, come build it. And the Leviim did not come. The Kohanim came back, but not the Leviim. Someone once told me, that's what he thinks. This is not true for all. I don't know. I've met more Kohanim in my life than Leviim. A lot more Kohanim out there. Sometimes in Shul, there's like 8 Kohanim and 2 Leviim. But isn't Levi like the Shevet? So there should be a lot more Leviim than there are Kohanim. Right? Why are there more Kohanim than Leviim? So, once heard somebody suggested because of this. Because they didn't come back, Bimei Ezra. And the Yuchasin were only kept in Yerushalayim, not in Bavel. So that's why the Kohanim were kept, but that's why not too many Leviim. Shlo Alu Bimei Ezra. So because they didn't come up, so Ezra HaSofer fined them and took it away from them. Good. Number one. The Radvaz on the Rambam says, so why do you fall at the later generations? Why should have only fall at that generation? Ravah says it must be a Pia Dibur also. It must be a Pia Dibur that because why didn't he just say you? But he said for all generations this applies. Okay, Shal all of Ezra. Vachad Amar, Kadesh Yisbachul Kohanim Allah Bimei Tumasan. Well, the Kohanim can't eat Truma while they're Tameh, so we had to find something else to give them, so we gave him Ma'aser Rishon. Says the Gemara, Bishlamalan Damar Shalom Alu Bishamachi Kansinu. I understand it's a punishment for if they didn't come up. Elaman Damar Kadesh Yisbachul of Kohanim Bimei Tumasan. Mishim Kohanim Kansinu Lulavim. That's not fair. Just because the Kohanim, you know, need something, don't take it away from the Leviim. So, Elakuli Alma Knasa Shalom Alu Bimei Ezra. No, really, everybody agrees that's the reason. The reason was, the motivation was, because they didn't come and make Aliyah. The Machlokes is about the recipients, not about the motivation. This is the Machlokes. Mar Savar Knasa La'aniyim. One says the Knas was to give it to poor people. Ma'aser Rishon, Umar Savar, Kohanim, he made Tumasan Aniyim Ninu. And the other bini said, no, give it to the Kohanim, because the Kohanim, when they're Tamei, are like Aniyim, they have nothing to eat, because they can't eat their Truma.
How do you get out of the Bishamayim?
So what do you get, how do you get out of, well, according to Rabbi Meir, you have to work it out that he was only given to the Kohanim. Maybe you'd have to work it out that he wouldn't say that it was given to, unless that's also, even according to the Rambam, it's Malchus, it's Daraisa. According to, I'm sorry, that's Tevel. But according to the Pasha, Rabbi Meir would say it's Misabidei Shamayim for the Tzar. So it must be, he would say it would only go to the Kohanim. Okay. So Ella, let's just finish the story. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, the Girsa on the side. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, Ma'itai Ma'ahadri, the Piskla, Debei, Lebei Kavra. So this, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived after this time period. So why was Rabbi Akiva so upset? And he closed off the garden to the cemetery. You know, why didn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah take it? He's a Kohen. So, Achi Kamerlei. No, this is what Rabbi Kiva was telling him. If you're going down and you think it's only because of the Knas, then fine. But that's not what you're doing. You think you're getting it me'ikar adin because you argue on me midaraisa. That's why I'm upset at what you are at what you are doing. We're going to stop there. I just want to mention in Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch notes here, what about the Taz? What's the Taz? The Taz says, famous Taz that we discussed, that the Chachamim don't have the power to knock out something that the Torah says is mutter, a mitzvah. They can't knock it out forever. The Taz says that that's why, even though on other Yomim Tovim you can't play musical instruments, Chazal couldn't knock out shofar from Rosh Hashanah. Because it says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They can knock it out when it falls out on Shabbos, but they can't knock it out elsewhere. They can't knock out doing bris milah on Shabbos, gzeira shema yavi renu, because there's a pasuk in Chumash that says you can do bris milah on Shabbos. So that's a taz that all the achronim ask in many different contexts. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch here asks. How could they knock out for generations and say, shin sadi hey, sif tezvav, and say that the Levim don't get Maaser Sheni anymore. The pasuk says that the Maaser Rishon goes to the Levim. So how could they say not? You want to do it for one generation? Fine. But forever? So that is why he says, if you look in the Rambam himself is safe. Because the Rambam himself, when he quotes this in the beginning of Hilchos Maaser, the Rambam adds in one word, the Ezra Kanas es Halavim Bizmano. Shelo Yitznu Lan Maaser Rishon Alidasim Lekohen. So the Rambam is great to answer this question. The problem is, what does he do with all the Gemaras? The Gemaras sound like it's forever. This Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Blazer ben Azariah, it sounds clearly that there was for it was a continuation. But the Rambam seems to say that the Isser only applies for that generation. Maybe afterwards, the Radvaz, the Kesavishas, maybe afterwards, it was if a Levi comes, then you're allowed to give him. Beforehand, you look for a Kohen, and afterwards, it's okay, it's equal. But either way, that's the Rambam. So the Minchas Chinuch says, according to the Rambam, which says Bizmano, fine. But according to all the others, I don't know. He doesn't have an answer. He says, Sarach Ian, I don't know how the Rabbanan just knocked out eternally the mitzvah of giving Maaser Rishon to the Levim if it is what is said, what we have to do in the Torah. You know what? Let's just finish. We have 2 minutes. Let's just finish to the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Minolan delos slika mimi Ezra. How do you know that it did not come up in the time of Ezra? Tichsiv. Because the Pasuk says, Vek Betzeim El Hanahar Habo Al Ahava V'nachan Hashom Yalim Shlosha. I gather them and we stayed there for 3 days. V'yavina Ba'am U'bakonim U'b'nei Levi Lo Matzasi Sham. I didn't see B'nei Levi. Says Tosfos, even though we had 2 days ago, yesterday's daf, that there were Asara Yuchsin Olam Mibavel, the Mishnah says, and one of them was Levium. So suggests the Tosfos, maybe those were only the Levium that really couldn't do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, there's an unbelievable medrash on Al Naros Bavel, that Nebuchadnezzar, when he took the Levium, Al Naros Pras, so he said, sing for me, and they so didn't want to sing for Nebuchadnezzar, they bit off their own thumbs. They mutilated themselves, and they said, Eich Nashir Hashir Hashem Alam Masnechar. So those were the ones that came back. So Ezra was Koni, so the ones that didn't come back. But there were a few Levim that came back. That's Tosfos. But either way, the Pasuk said they didn't come back. Amar Rav Chisda, B'tchila lo hayum ha'amidim shotrim elemen ha'levim. Shenemar v'shotrim ha'levim lefneichem. Originally, the Levim were the shotrim. Achshav eim ha'amidim shotrim elemen Yisrael. And now, only from Yisrael, Shenemar v'shotrim harabim b'rasheichem. Many shotrim, including from Yisrael. The only problem with this last pasuk is, you see what it says on the side? Pasuk zeh lo nimsa v'tanach. There's no such pasuk. Okay, maybe it's some other type of pasuk. Right, and they ask, Rashi sounds like he understands it as a pasuk, because he like comments on it. But either way, this is the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue. Yivam es tevav. Rashi, Tosfos, Truma Tevel. Okay, we'll stop here.